This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
It's messy. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Also on the Odyssey app, you can get the program after the program. That's coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. You'll be able to go there and check out the podcast. Odyssey app, that is. It's absolutely free. Put it on your phone. It is a Tuesday. Here's the extended forecast. Decent, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful snow.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Snow on the weekend.
Right.
Looks like Saturday night into Sunday. And they're saying it could be a little dicey. A little dicey. Don't know yet. Don't know yet. Did you see where the Colorado State University basketball coach bolted? He quit. He's moving on to Minnesota. He lost that game just a couple of days ago.
I thought he was already planning on, though, going.
I know, but he bolted right after the game was over. He's done.
Yeah.
Put on his Minnesota jersey and off he went.
Yep.
He's out of here. Man, I'll bet you he got a good raise, too.
Oh, I bet you he did.
Yeah, going from Colorado State to Minnesota?
Yeah, probably
that's a pretty good. Here's audio of him on his airplane. Well, a airplane. On his way to Minnesota.
After a buzzer.
Whoa!
Colorado State University is now losing basketball coach Nico Medved.
Oh.
Medved is making his return to his home state of Minnesota to coach the Golden Gophers. Medved is coming off a great season. He helped the Rams to the NCAA tournament this March Madness. The Rams upset 5-seed Memphis in the first round and then barely lost to Maryland, 72-71.
I'm out of here. Got a pay raise big time.
I don't know if I want to go from being a Ram to a Gopher. The fighting Gophers?
Yeah, I'm with you. In Minnesota, Minneapolis in the winter.
Very cold.
I mean, it's cold here, but man, it's cold up there. Well, good luck to him. He should still be in the tournament. They lost on that last shot.
Now, question, and this is going to sound really dumb for a girl that's got some money in it.
Yeah.
Do they still play games? Like, did they play any games yesterday?
No.
Okay. It's
they
just
play
the weekend.
Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thursday.
Right. Okay, Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Gotcha.
Then after Sunday, you're down to the Final Four.
Okay.
And then that happens the following weekend with the national championship.
Because I was like, I wonder if there's and games tonight or something, because the whole text chain was quiet.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that. Not a single
not
text yesterday.
So I was like, maybe there's not any games today because nobody's talking smack.
It was glorious.
No,
yeah.
No games last night.
It was, wasn't it?
It was.
Pretty funny. Yeah, you're like, no games. Nobody talking on the group chat.
A lot of people's teams are out of it, so it may settle down just a bit, you know, as we roll on.
When do my Spartans play again?
Either Thursday or Friday.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
One of the two.
Go Spartans!
I'm not really sure.
Woo!
Yeah. All right, there's a study out this morning that if you're a waking baker, or a baking waker, or whatever it's called, if you smoke marijuana and you're under 50, you're more than likely going to have a heart attack.
Really?
This is nasty.
Okay.
I think your chances, they said, are 6 times more likely to have a heart attack.
Yep.
In a brand new study that they've been studying for about, I think,
bye, Spadil.
15 years.
It was nice knowing you.
It was nice.
Is this alarming to you?
For me?
Yeah.
I mean, I was already kind of aware of it. We had talked about this kind of previously on the show, like I think like a year ago. But a lot of people don't know that when you smoke weed, even though it's a considered a downer, like mentally, physically, it's increasing your heart rate. So it is harder on your heart and your cardiovascular system and all that stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, good talk.
Man, you could tell you went to that Bernie event. What? Well, he's just so much more serious about, you know,
about life.
Yeah, about life, about the economy and everything. I mean, he's very serious over the last couple of days.
I learned a lot of stuff about weed recently that's just like, it actually is, weed's really bad for you if you didn't know that. Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know what I learned yesterday?
Duh.
You know what I learned yesterday? That your uncle only has one eye.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How did I know that? Have you told, you've told me
he
that
he has
before.
A lazy eye, yeah. But he can only really see out of the one. Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. I thought, the way I was told the story, he has no eye. Just one.
Yeah, it makes it sound like he's got a glass eye or something.
Yeah. It's a lazy eye that he like can't see out of, really. But yeah.
I learned that yesterday at the lunch.
Here's the pot story.
Well, a lot of people in weed-loving Colorado may be troubled by a new study. It finds that people under 50 who use marijuana are 6 times more likely to have a heart attack than...
I wonder why under 50. I would think that if you're over 50, you're just as likely.
I think those are the only people that were in the study where they were under 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Non-users, and 4 times more likely to have a stroke.
Woo!
The study was just published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. I called Dr. Robert Page, who is a professor of clinical pharmacy at CU Anschutz and who specializes in cardiology. And he says the study is not 100% proof that weed causes heart attacks and strokes.
Weed.
But it sure is a red flag, a bright red flag.
In terms of chronic use, even using, if you use it daily for 5 days, this observational data suggests that you have an increased risk still for stroke and at least myocardial or heart attack. And at 5 days or more, and it incrementally continues to go up the longer that you use it.
I don't know how people
Bye,
do it
Shredell.
Every day.
Yeah.
Rip me. Yeah.
I don't get how you people do it every day. It's just, I would be just absolutely just a waste every single day of the week.
I know a lot of people that use it to self-medicate to go to bed. Like, you have to use it.
Which is actually really bad. Like, weed before bed is bad because it disrupts REM sleep. So, like, you actually don't get good rest if you smoke weed before bed. It's not good to smoke weed before you go to sleep.
Bye, Shmadel.
I'm telling you, you need to go to more Bernie events.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because it really makes you a smarter dude. You come back so serious. I love that. Yeah.
They
love
even discovered there's this thing called cannabis hypermesis now, which is where, like, if you smoke too much weed, you have, like, this genetic thing where you don't get good rest at all, and then you get, like, physically ill from smoking weed.
So
and, like,
why didn't he have his eye fixed ever?
He had surgery. He had surgery when he was, I think, like 8 or 9 years old on it.
It didn't take?
No. Yeah.
Right.
He didn't do the Tetris thing.
Yeah, you're supposed. If you have a lazy eye, you're supposed to play Tetris.
Tetris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Because your eye has to track the little puzzle pieces, so it helps you
muscles,
build the muscle.
Yeah.
Man, you're
It's
smart.
Like a workout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe, is it too late to give him Tetris now?
We could try, but he's...
You might as well. You got
he's like 63, I think, so it might be a little too late.
It's been lazy for years, huh? All right, if you smoke weed, there you go. You got another warning out there. I think you get a warning every week if you do.
Oh, God.
All right, BJ and Jamie, Morning Show, Jonas Brothers tickets coming up at 7:45. They're coming to town in October. We've got a couple of tickets to give away. We'll do that 7:45 this morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Da, da, da. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, the Odyssey app, and the Burke Simpson text line. You can text the program 303-222-5423. Easy enough, right?
Can I tell you something sad real quick before
sure.
we move on to what you're going to get to? A sad moment happened, friends, last night. And, you know, my son is 18 and he came back for spring break. And, well, last night we had a moment where the fun has ended. And I'm talking about the volcano. I'm talking about the beating heart. Oh. I'm talking about all those fun things that we used to, you know, the shrimp that flies into your top of your hat.
Yeah.
All the fun things that we used to do and enjoy. The spark is gone.
Where'd you go?
Mount Fuji.
Oh.
used to be a playground.
It used to.
A food and a playground all combined in one. Because of all the tricks they did there at the grill.
Yep.
But now it's not impressive.
Not impressed. We didn't even catch a shrimp. He said no. I'm like,
he denied the shrimp?
He denied the shrimp.
Who does that? I still catch a shrimp, okay?
who doesn't catch a shrimp? He's like, I'm good. I'm like, I don't like your Mount Fuji attitude right now.
Did it affect your cook?
Yeah, he was like, well, this little twerp.
He's like, I'm not going to him for anything.
Yeah, yeah, if you've got a group of people around the table that are sitting there at the hibachi and they seem to be into the tricks, they really beef it up.
Yeah,
they
take
it to a different level. Yeah. Then if you don't pay attention, they just slack it off big time. It's like, why am I doing this? Why am I spinning this egg on a spatula and about to toss it up and be able to break this egg with my spatula if you don't even enjoy it?
I did learn a secret about how they get the egg in their hat and why it doesn't crack. They have a big towel in there.
They do?
Yeah, they have a towel in there, so when they flip it and catch it with their head, it won't crack.
It's a safe landing. Yeah.
He said the one time that he forgot he already had an egg up there, and it did crack both of the eggs.
Now I'm tempted to pull one of the hats off those guys just to see if there's a towel
in
there.
See if he has a towel in there.
So, you cheater. Hibachi cheater. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's like, what is with your bad hibachi attitude? And we end up laughing our butts off because he's just like, oh my God, Mom, I never told you, but literally like in eighth grade, it stopped being fun for me. But you loved it so much that I always kept the dream alive.
Like, so he pretended from that time on?
Wow, he's a good actor.
He's been pretending his whole life about this stupid thing because he's like, do we really have to catch the shrimp? Like, can we just eat it?
You know what's really sad is that I still enjoy it.
I know. Well,
I know.
Carson.
And I shouldn't.
And so do I, by the way. So
I still enjoy it.
Me too. I do too. He just,
fun is gone.
I think it's just that college attitude of like,
I'm too cool for everything.
It's not even cool. I think they think it's just a waste of time. Like, just feed me. You know?
Why do we have to play with our food?
We didn't come here for a show. We didn't buy, tickets to a theater.
Well, he was starving, and I was like, oh, let's go to hibachi. He goes, oh, wow, that sounds really good. And the guy started doing all this stuff. He's like, I'm starving. I just want the food. So it was a sad night.
Aww.
It was sad. I will tell you one place, one thing about that hibachi place.
Yeah.
They've turned over different managers. Hold on, I'm good. Cough. They've turned over different managers. And one year they decided that it would be a great idea to do balloon animals at a hot hibachi table. And so this little girl like had a dog, like there was a guy that came around a hot hibachi table and did balloon animals, and little kids were crying everywhere because a little leg would barely touch the hibachi thing and it would pop and then it would melt on top of the hibachi table.
It was a whole thing.
I'm assuming that's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. Get rid of the balloon animals.
What were they thinking?
That's like handing out like bubbles to blow.
Yeah.
You know, all over the food. Here, get your bubbles right here. You know?
Such a bad idea. Yeah, they tried. They gave it their all.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jonas Brothers Ticket, 7:45. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Not yet. In about 20 minutes, your chance to win the tickets, Jonas Brothers, here in October.
Da, da, da,
man, that thing's going to sell out so fast. Tickets go on sale, I think, Friday, don't they?
There's a pre-sale on Thursday.
Oh, okay. So pre-sale on Thursday.
Yep.
And then tickets Friday, I think, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Well, get your tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. What were you just talking about? The semi-glutide stuff?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, you know, they're saying that the semi-glutide causes hair loss, but it comes back if you stop taking it. And they've always wondered. My sister was kind of talking about that because one of her friends lost her hair.
Yeah.
But it says with sudden weight loss, stress, and nutritional deficiencies, because people aren't hungry, right? You get a lack of iron, zinc, and protein, and so that makes your hair fall out, but it's all fixable. And it said just grab some minoxidil or whatever that stuff. What's that stuff called? Minoxidil?
Rogaine.
What?
That's Rogaine. That's Rogaine.
Yeah, so I guess rub that on your head and you'll be fine. Then number two part of that is that pharmacy. So I go to Revive MD, right? And it's a compound pharmacy. I mean, they sell all kinds of stuff, but they do a compound of this because a long time ago, the FDA decided that compound pharmacies, and like the biggest one traded on the stock market is His and Hers. You know, they sell all kinds of things and it's all teledoc stuff. So you just fill out a little thing, you call the doctor and you say that you want whatever, testosterone.
Yeah, they do a lot of hormones, yeah, hormone all that therapy stuff. And all that.
Yeah, over the phone. And well, the FDA had made this legal to use compound pharmacies because there was a shortage on Ozempic.
Yeah.
But now they want to yank the chain and say, nope.
So who's yanking the chain?
The FDA.
Wow. So they're pulling the plug on this.
They're trying, but people are going against them. They're finding ways around it. So His and Hers, which again on the stock exchange, you know, gigantic company, they're saying, well, we individualize the, so they're kind of going around the law because they want first of all, they're saying, well, wait a minute, that's a monopoly. They're giving it all back to Ozempic, number one. Number two is they're going around it saying, our patients are so specific on what they need that we have to do it a little different than Ozempic.
So it's tweaked and tailored to each person.
To each person, right.
Well, I don't know that much about it as far as how it's distributed in compound or just the regular dose or whatever. I don't know that much about it. But it does appear to me that there are many different names out there that are along the same compound lines as the Ozempic itself, right?
Right.
And there's a ton of those, right?
Right.
And that's what they're trying to stop and just go back to just straight out Ozempic.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Ozempic!
I love that jingle they have. Now, is that supposed to start today, or they're just bringing up the controversy today?
I think it says Wegovy was supposed to start today, and then Ozempic. Hold on, let me see. Let's see here. The firms are seeking to take advantage of current law, which allows compounding pharmacies to make specialized, individualized versions of the drugs that aren't available commercially. That's what I was just telling you. Blah 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 blah. Let me see. The FDA. Deadlines come after the agency declared the official end of the obesity drug shortages. So one of them was supposed to start today, and then like Ozempic is supposed to be pulled later in the spring.
So nothing's official today.
Yeah.
It looks like that the argument continues, should it be in this compound form or not? Right?
Yeah, so
where we are.
The FDA kind of said it has to start, but everybody's like, yeah, go ahead.
I tell you, man, that's got to be the miracle drug of the past 2 years.
Isn't it? I agree with you.
Unbelievable how many people are on it and how many people are very happy with it, too.
I think it's like the Rogaine of whatever, whenever that crap came out, you know?
I agree.
Yeah, it is amazing. And you kind of can like look and go, oh, I bet she's on the Ozempic.
Yeah.
Yeah. My son describes this because I said, dude, mom is like just a whale. And he's like, you look great. You know, kids are supposed to say that. And I was like, no, I haven't taken the semi-glutide forever. I haven't taken it for like 3 weeks because I just wanted to feel good. And he's like, that must suck that you take a drug that makes you skinny and it makes you so sick. And I was like, yeah, but I'm skinny when I take it.
Yeah.
And he's like, just be fat and happy.
No, that's for guys like me.
Yeah, right? Okay.
That's not for a Jamie White. No, that's for a guy like me. Fat and happy, man. Yeah. Did you see this? The FBI has put together a Tesla task force. They're coming after you, man. Don't be keying those cars.
Oh,
you're in a world of trouble.
Like, what?
Because now you're a domestic terrorist.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the FBI's going after them. There's a lady that was on TikTok yesterday, and she's getting quite a few views, that she's claiming that because she owns a Tesla or her friends, that they're never invited to parties anymore.
Oh, that's just sad. Maybe nobody likes them.
Okay. I drive a Tesla. My husband drives a Tesla. And I just found out that one of our friends is getting disowned and uninvited by friends and family members because they drive a Tesla. Because they just drive a Tesla. Like, this is not a political statement. It's not like, oh, I'm pushing all of my beliefs on you or anything about politics. Like, it's your car. And they're not getting invited to parties. Because they drive a Tesla.
We should ask Slacker if he gets invited to more parties or not.
Right?
Yeah, see if it's less. He might tell us the same thing. Guys, I never get invited to parties anymore. Tabloid trash next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Somebody was just complaining on one of the articles I was reading about how all these apps we're downloading are getting a little pushy. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Like, I have that wall yoga, and it gets really pushy, and it sends me texts and stuff like, have you eaten today? What'd you eat? Did you eat anything healthy? And I guess, and I didn't even know this because I'm not on it, but I guess Tinder, I guess their app starts yelling at them. Here's what it says. It says, my dating app has changed, and it yells at me every 5 seconds. And then Tinder sent her another thing, and it says, consistency is key. A few hours left to stay on track for your challenge. And it's really? A dating app.
I mean, I will tell you, our gym app that we use, uh-huh. If you don't log in all your stuff that you did or whatever, you forget to log something in, it's like, hey, finish logging in your stuff.
It gets so, they're so rude.
Hey, Spadil, you should look into that for our show. If people have the Odyssey app, it should be able to send them a notice saying, hey, have you listened to BJ and Jimmy today?
Yeah,
if
exactly.
not, you're a schmuck. You know, so call them names that. And stuff.
We yeah. can shame yeah. them into listening to us.
No, let's just try to, you know, wrench up the pressure on them.
All right.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny, though? It's so true that I don't know if you have any apps that just, like, come on, all of a sudden it texts you and, like, they're not very nice to you.
One of my friends uses Duolingo. He's trying to learn Japanese, and if he doesn't do a lesson that day, it'll be like your language is getting moldy, and it like insults
moldy.
Him. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
I've got on mine is Recliner World.
Yeah,
it's the app, and every now and then they'll send me one saying, what are you thinking? Maybe we should walk some today? Maybe just take a step or two?
How are your bed sores doing?
Yeah, I'll text back, stop replies, you know, stop.
Oh my God, yeah. They're very pushy. Hey, has anybody seen the documentary on Octomom? I have not, and I was just wondering if I could get any feedback. Octomom came out of the woodwork, right? And all of a sudden, they're doing documentaries on her and what it's like to raise 14 kids by yourself.
Man.
Remember, for a little while, she started like doing some porn or something to try to make money. Remember?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, and I don't even, well, I'll watch it and give you an update, but she's all over the place again. I thought she kind of just went away.
I didn't know she had one.
Had one what?
Doc.
Yeah, she does. And it's called I Was Octomom, the Natalie Sulman story, and it's on Lifetime. And it seems like her kids are well adjusted.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on that.
I mean, I just saw the picture of them. They look well adjusted, I think. All right. Well, anyway, if you saw it, let me know what you think about it, if it's worth my time or not. Now, let's see here. What else did I see? Gosh, this is the second day in a row I've like become so unorganized. Crazy. Let's see here. It says that everybody, we talked about this earlier, is battling for the role of Britney Spears because they're saying if you get it, it's going to be a life changer.
So I think it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's
even
a big role.
Some of the up-and-comers, people that don't have a quote-unquote name in the business, they're begging to be on the Britney Spears biopic. It's her book, right? That they're
memoir.
Movie?
I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder. See, the thing that I think is most key is you have to be able to spin.
Oh, yeah. Spin? The dance moves are crucial.
You have to just go in a circle over and over and flip off the camera. You don't have to be a great actress. You just spin and flip off the camera. Look, I can do it.
You have to be really good at clanging knives together, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the key.
Don't forget about that.
Yeah.
It's funny because I wonder what the casting call says. If it says, like, you have to be good at spins, flipping off the camera, and knives.
Also smacking yourself in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
Can you shave your head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see who gets that. That's kind of crazy. Children with higher screen time, especially on mobile devices, I know this is shocking, showed increased stress and depressive symptoms as teenagers. Shocker. Researchers now have more concrete evidence about lifestyle factors that might help prevent psychological distress before it takes root. Physically active, supervised exercises like sports appear to protect against mental health problems in adolescents. It said these kids that are on their phones, their tablets, or whatever, come out with the worst mental health outcomes. Did you guys see the sad state of McDonald's?
No.
I posted it. So they showed what McDonald's play areas used to look like, right? With the ball pits and the slides and everything. And now they show what it looks like now. And it's all screens on the wall.
Yeah, it's like iPads.
Yes. Oh. Isn't that sad?
No kidding. Do they have them here?
I don't know.
Are still playgrounds.
Are they?
Yeah. All of them.
And I know Chick-fil-A still has playgrounds.
Yeah, they're all playgrounds.
It says the new McDonald's that are coming up are now all pads, iPads.
Oh, that's creepy.
Isn't it? And you just sit there and eat your cheeseburger and play games. You know how, like, when you go to Chili's, they give you that little thing?
Yeah.
The tablet has games on it, too. Yeah. Hey, you can pay whenever you want.
You know, it's like unlimited games, $2. Like, oh, my God. So they have, like, it's like they got the concept, I think, from Red Robin and Chili's, where, you know, kids can just sit in the corner and, like, play on the little things.
It is so sad because I remember going to Red Robin, and we used to go every Sunday after hockey, and one of my favorite memories was my parents would give me a whole bunch of quarters, and I'd go play the claw machine in the arcade, and I love it.
I know. Red Robin used to have an arcade.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wouldn't see my son for years. He'd be in there, and then sometimes you're like, I should probably check on him.
Is he still in there? Because it was always by the front door.
Yeah, and you're like, he could totally escape or get kidnapped. And, and I'm like, and then Holly would be like, I'm sure he's fine. All right. You know? So it's kind of like that, but at least they're standing up. Now kids are just sitting down on their iPads and stuff. And when, you know, we sent my kid away to the arcade, at least they're standing up, you know, getting some circulation.
Yeah. I will tell you, that playground at McDonald's was kind of nasty.
It is. The ball pit.
Yeah. Well, they don't have the ball pit anymore at ours.
Yeah.
But just even the playground itself, you know, it's pretty nasty, all the kids that are in there.
Well, you think about how often do they wash those balls?
Never.
Oh.
Never. Just probably some
Anything, they just spray it down with sanitizer.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Lysol. But, you know, they don't get under there.
No.
And how many French fries are rotten down at the bottom?
I've never seen anyone cleaning one of those areas.
No.
When I go to a McDonald's.
I don't think they do. That's why these kids just never get sick, I guess. You know, it's good for their immune system. Did you see the astronauts are getting sick because their area is too clean?
No.
I know.
What do you mean their area is too clean?
When they go up in space, it's too sanitized and it's making them sick.
Oh.
Because
Yeah, I know that space, I mean, there's no dust at all.
Yeah, and so it says it makes them sick because then when they come back here and there's actual bacteria and, you know, the normal stuff we all live with, they immediately get sick. Isn't that crazy?
Poor Sonny and Butch. I guarantee they're sick right now. They were up there for 9 months. Their immune system hasn't seen anything.
I know. And we haven't really heard from them for a while. Uh-uh. Like, are they okay?
They're in the hospital.
I know, but are they okay?
Oh, I have no idea.
Because
I have no idea.
They haven't FaceTimed.
You would like to see like a video on Instagram. Yeah. Like, hey guys, just checking in.
We're good.
Nine months back from space.
I need to be their PR person because they need to stay relevant.
I think they're in therapy. They're trying to learn to walk again.
I know, but I'm just saying, if I'm their PR team, I'm like, hey, just check in. Check in on the world right now. Let's see here. They're saying that Bianca, you know, the girl that's with Kanye West, really, 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 really wants to leave him. Really, like really bad. Bianca allegedly wants to leave Kanye West, but she's frightened because he took over her whole life, meaning her credit cards, her bank accounts. He took over everything and said, look, I'll take care of you and I got it. And so she, like, he even has the title to her car.
Ooh.
Like, she just submissively gave him all access to her life. And so now she's just stuck. Like, I can't get out of this because it was a control thing.
You know, it's easy to get stuck, too, in a relationship. You know what? When you start depending on somebody with everything that's, you know, happening in your life. I mean, it's really easy to get stuck. And it's very frightening to have to leave.
Well, you see it in older people a lot. Like, my mom and dad were married for 42 years or whatever. And when she passed away from breast cancer, it was sad to see how lost he was. He didn't know how to do stuff. You know?
Yeah,
he
had like, I know people like that.
No clue how to, because my mom did all the bills and all this stuff.
It's just scary for people, you know?
So you're like, what? I don't know how to do this. He's like, I don't think I want to be here anymore. And my sister, I like, thanks a lot, Bob. We don't mean anything. He's like, I don't know how to do any of this. I always went to my job, you know, I worked and then I came home and your mom had dinner and that's, you know. Like, I think you can do it, Bob. You're a professor. You know, you can find your way. But it really does happen in older people. That's why we were talking about that here at the station, because a lot of us are losing our parents and stuff. And like, they're just so lost. And especially when you're a stay-at-home mom, too. Yeah. And and so it could be on the other side. You're the doer. You do everything. And then all of a sudden, your husband who took care of the cars. And I mean, literally like the man-woman kind of life, right?
Yeah.
And because I saw it with my sister. She was a stay-at-home mom. And then they got a divorce. And she's like, Yeah. I have to mow a lawn.
It's all on you.
Yeah. And this Kanye story with this woman, it goes even further beyond that because he's brainwashed her.
Yeah.
And this is not, I mean, what you're talking about is not a brainwashing.
No.
It's a dependability.
Right.
You depend on this person and you know, you guys have come with those expectations. Not with him. With him, he has literally brainwashed this woman. It's a cult thing.
What do you think would happen if Lisa left you or you left Lisa? I mean, evenly.
Yeah. Could I survive?
Well, I mean,
is that what you mean?
Well, because I picture you in a tiny studio apartment after she would leave, and you'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't have a lawn to take care of. I don't have to do anything.
That's a good picture. That's a good picture.
Yeah, like I almost find you happy in my head.
I'm very accepting of HOAs once I'm single. That way I don't have to mow, trim the bush.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
This is fine. All of that.
That's right. And then I wonder what she would see her life as. Like, I mean, what you contribute. Because aren't you like, you make the dinners, you do all the dishes, all that stuff.
Yeah.
She'd be like, what the hell?
A lot of Grubhub. What's Grubhub?
Yeah.
I don't think we both have a lot of dependability, though, like that. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she would be fine. I'd be fine.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see it that way as far as what we depend on each other for.
Well, I think like with Brie, her house will fall apart because the way that Carson keeps the house like completely tidy.
Yeah.
She would drown in a mountain of socks. Right. There'd just be socks everywhere.
He has this thing with her and her socks. Yeah. I don't know what
it is. Why did that be everywhere? And she doesn't match them up.
I think.
Oh, wait, can I tell him one thing? What? This is so funny. So the other day I was outside in my socks, right? I had to run and grab something. And my neighbors came by and they're like, hey, I'm like, I look down. I have two different socks on. I go, this is not the normal.
See, it's a bad look. They were instantly, you were judged by non-matching socks.
And I go, look, I know they're different socks. I was just running out here really fast and I wasn't worried. And I go, and you won't see them in my boots. And they're like, you're fine. Because I was just over. Explain to my socks.
You know, that's pretty common with kids in school, though.
Yeah.
Showing up with different socks on.
Oh, yeah.
It happens
but
all the
I'm
time.
But I'm an adult.
Yeah. I know.
It was humiliating. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, I'm putting on boots. We're going out and nobody will see them.
See, Brie doesn't even care. She just throws them all in a drawer and it's her sock drawer. She doesn't care what color she puts on. It doesn't matter.
He really hates her socks.
I kind of like that, though.
It just irks me a little bit, you know?
She'll drown in a mountain of socks if we ever get a divorce.
There'll be socks up against the screen windows. Like, you won't be able to see in the house.
Just out of clean. All right, I'm done. There you go, tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up next. Next, right after this, we've got Jonas Brothers tickets to give to you.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.